This week in West Virginia history, Earl Ogilby died on June 22, 1926, at age 77. The son of a wealthy Wheeling businessman, he became head of his father's bank at age 28, making him the nation's youngest bank president. In the late 1800s, Ogilby partnered with John D. Rockefeller in a Cleveland iron business. He amassed a small fortune in 1901 when he sold his iron interests to U.S. Steel. That same year, Ogilby began restoring a mansion on a ridge between Wheeling and Bethany as a summer home. Worried about the state of West Virginia's farm economy, he brought in leading scientists to experiment with alfalfa, Guernsey dairy cattle, poultry, and horses. It was the state's first agricultural education program. In tribute, West Virginia University's College of Agriculture named Ogilby Hall in his honor, with hopes he'd donate money for the building. He never did. Despite spurning WVU, Ogilby was one of West Virginia's most generous philanthropists. Notably, he willed his farm to the city of Wheeling. Today, Ogilby Park is a vacation destination for millions of visitors, featuring 5 golf courses, a lodge, a museum, and a zoo. For more information on Earl Ogilby, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.